بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم.
Ramadan is the lunar month when Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. No food or water. Distancing yourself from the material world is meant to recharge you spiritually. صراط المستقيم صراط
الذين أنعمت عليهم. Many have given up more than food and water this year. I can't imagine how Mabruk Umbarki must have felt the first month without her 16-year-old son after he was killed by police. His memory lives on in the songs of those who stood by him in protest. My mother used to tell me how much it bothered her when people would avoid mentioning my sister's name after she passed away. So I understood when Ms. Umbarki thanked us profusely just for asking to hear her son's story and spoke. Reopening a vault of memories whose lock most would not have been brave enough to tamper with, her collarbones slanting downward like ledges, leaning under the footsteps of optimism, tiptoeing towards the edge, ready to jump. Because the death of a child can be suicide for a last hope. She exhaled deeply, and all her life seemed to come up out of her, her last gasp of oxygen throwing itself from the balcony of her lips as she tried to catch her breath. And our hearts sank, slowly, as a single tear down the cheek of a father into the graveyard of his jawline, like a reminder of his son's burial.
His voice quivered as he confessed with a smile struggling to form. There is no celebration as joyful as a martyr's funeral. Another tear falls from the crack in his composure and crashes from his chin. Same way I imagine his son's body collapsed to the ground when they shot him in the back. His father's hand catches the runaway drop, cradles it in his palm, and balls the emotion back up. He reminds me of my father, and how I try to downplay the dangers I slip myself into because I don't want him to worry. To be honest, I've never seen him cry, even at his own father's funeral, but the reversal of fate is much harder to swallow. They say the worst nightmare is when a parent buries their child. The thought alone leaves a lump in my throat, and an aftertaste of reprisal under this man's tongue. He demands justice be handed to the murderer who took his son, but somehow. He wears it with a smile and firm handshake that says, "Don't worry about me. My child is in a better place. I hope my father never has to say the same."
That type of sacrifice is too much for some. Like the mother of a 14-year-old killed just weeks before we met, she sat broken and upset. She told us the revolution did nothing for me. It only took my child. I could tell this wasn't her normal face. You see, my mother grew up during the Lebanese Civil War, and her expression always changes when she talks about conflict and pain. Whatever the reason for a bullet being shot, the emotions it triggers are often the same, and the residue it leaves behind is filled with memories that might not go away. These are lessons I thought I knew. But when I sat in front of this mother, I was barely equipped to look her in the eyes.
الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإنا مع الأسر يسرا إنا مع الأسر يسرا.
Ramadan is a time of patience, something Tunisia has known all too well for the past 23 years. We've only been away from our families for 2 months.
But with every good luck and safe travels at the end of an email, I know what they really mean is, please make sure you come home.
و Will McInerney, Mohammed Musa, Kane Smigo, and photographer Samir Abdel-Khalek come home to North Carolina next week. In the next few months, they hope to complete a documentary film, an installation at the Ackland Art Museum in Chapel Hill, and a performance piece. The project, Poetic Portraits of a Revolution, has been supported by community groups, including the Empowerment Project in Chapel Hill. The radio pieces have been produced with borrowed equipment from WUNC and the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke. You can hear the work they've done for North Carolina Public Radio this summer at WUNC.org. There you'll also find a link to the Poetic Portraits of a Revolution blog, which includes photography and video from their travels in Egypt and Tunisia.